Welcome to the AI for Interior Designers podcast, where creativity meets cutting-edge technology. In each episode, we dive deep into the world of artificial intelligence and explore how it's revolutionizing the interior design industry. From AI-powered design tools to the latest trends and innovations, we've got you covered. So plug in, relax, and let's embark on this exciting journey together. Welcome to AI for Interior Designers podcast. P.S. This intro was written by and voiced by AI to sound like your host, Jenna Good-Dusek. Hey designers, it's Jenna here. So in this episode, I am so excited to have our very first guest, and her name is Casey Hayano. She is one of the co-founders of Home Visualizer AI, and she has some really amazing things to share with us about Stable Diffusion and how basically like designers can take a image that is, you know, either something that you've created in CAD as a line drawing or, you know, whatever program you might be using, and then you can add custom prompts to it to be able to basically fill in the materials in this drawing. It doesn't have to be, you know, something that is computer generated from a line drawing, but I am seeing this come up a lot in designer Facebook groups and designer conversations where they're like, I just want to show a few different versions of what we could potentially be doing after I draw, you know, the line drawing or like the elevation of this concept. But like what AI programs are doing that? And a lot of people think that that's going to be Midjourney or DALL-E, and it's just not. Stable Diffusion is where it's at for this type of process. So this episode gets into how you can use this program and what they've created and who they created it for, because, you know, there's always a possibility of homeowners finding these things, but they do have a very unique situation and setup here where it is extremely user-friendly, but also there's customization options for designers that are just not available to homeowners. So very excited to get into this episode with you all and explore the, you know, capabilities and possibilities as we sit here in the end of March with this program. And everything with AI comes so fast and so furious that I'm sure that we're going to be seeing incredible things over the course of the year from this app. Well, I say app, but it is currently on desktop. You'll learn that here in a couple of minutes, but it's exciting. It's exciting to see where we're going with this technology and, you know, what the possibilities are to be able to create a more streamlined workflow and save time and money, because that is literally what we need these tools for, right? To gain our time back and to be able to make more money during our projects. So ideally, this would help with conceptualizing faster and the visual communication parts of the design workflow. So not here to replace, only here to enhance, okay? All right, let's get into it. Hey guys, welcome to episode 3 of the AI for Interior Designers podcast. I am your host, Jenna Good-Dusek, and I have our very first guest with us today. Casey Hayano is here from Home Visualizer AI, and she's going to tell us all about this product that she has that can help homeowners, but also like interior designers with creating incredible visuals in a different way than what we would typically do with DALL-E, Midjourney, and generative text prompting. So, hey, Casey, how are you doing today?
Hey, Jenna, I'm awesome. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I am very excited to be talking about this because you've let me test your product out for a little bit, and I've kind of been watching it just get better and better before my eyes. So it's really amazing. Do you want to tell us what it is and how it works?
Yes. And that makes me so happy to hear that it's been improving, because that's totally our goal and what we want it to do. So Home Visualizer AI started just a few weeks ago. We launched a little over 3 weeks ago, Fridays ago, which feels like years ago. But we really launched in aiming to help homeowners revisualize their homes in different ways. And ultimate goal is to help folks see different styles, right, and have that creativity. But with interior designers too, I think a whole host of options to really make AI accessible, right? It's a friendly tool. It's really intuitive, something that should be very simple to use. And it also is built off of Stable Diffusion, which is a very different type of more customizable, technically, creative process that we could use to make it a little more photorealistic.
Okay, that's awesome. So I have been running a few, you know, like my kitchen design through here, and I've been exploring some of the preset options that you had for styles. Do you want to just kind of give us an overview? Because it is a podcast, we don't have the video here of like the live example. Kind of tell us and walk us through how it works.
Yeah, so it's really super simple. Once you log in, you create an account, you get some credits in there. We have this thing called a studio where you can simply upload a photo of your room, select from a preset list of currently 10 room styles, and we're aiming to add in more needs, and then select your room type and boom, create a visual output that can kind of give you some ideas. We recently launched an advanced version of the studio that allows someone to create custom design requests as well, especially for designers that might have more of a specific vision, you know, let's say blue cabinets, marble countertops, gold fixtures. That's something that you could request the AI model to create. But we're still in beta mode, trying to make sure that AI is creative, but also as specific as possible to what our designers need. So we're working on, you know, making sure that AI model is really listening as well.
Okay, that's awesome. So the difference here between if you were to just add a prompt to Midjourney and type in a paragraph or DALL-E and create an image, what's the main difference between what your program does with Stable Diffusion and what those programs can do?
Yep. So for us, we really take the prompting confusion and difficulties away from the process with the whole drop-down menu, just select a style, room, and go, right? And I think that's part of our goal of making AI more accessible, right? Mm-hmm. I think prompting can feel scary to a lot of people. You don't want to, you know, ask for the wrong things and then get some troll in your kitchen, right? Or something funny and not really usable. And I think for us, we really want to make it something that's simple to use, right? And a tool, like a bestie there with you to ideate, right? Yep. Rather than something that can be a little overwhelming and scary to you at first.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you look way back on my Instagram to like last year, I was trying out a ton of different apps that use this like method. So you upload a picture, it had a few different, you know, prompts that you could do like boho or whatever, and you can kind of go over that image. And you had just mentioned like trolls in the kitchen. So basically what it was doing is like putting, you know, little people over like a Buddha statue, and it was super creepy. So you and I have kind of talked about like, there's going to be some weirdness. But in exploring your program, I have found like minimal weirdness when it comes to like finding alternative solutions when it goes over this. I don't know if that's a question, more of like, this is really cool and it works well.
And it's great to hear, because part of our exploration as we were building this was, let's start by making it a little tighter in the parameters. So with AI, you can really customize beyond just the prompt itself, the words you type, kind of the level of creativity, to my point of earlier adding a feature for creativity later down the road, right? But there are steps involved in Stable Diffusion. There are ways that you can keep it a little more realistic. And so we've asked the AI model to essentially be less creative. And there's a phrase called hallucinating in AI, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's intentionally supposed to hallucinate and be creative. We've asked it to be less so. And that's probably why you're getting outputs that are maybe a little less funny and kind of crazy, but more something that someone can actually see in their room.
Yeah. Okay. That's awesome. So one of the major questions that I see in the interior design community is, can I take this line drawing that I created of this elevation? And, you know, maybe it came from CAD, maybe it came from Chief Architect or wherever it's coming from. And it's just a line drawing. It doesn't have any details, no specifications. This type of program that you've created is the what we've been looking for, really, because now we can take that image, prompt it with like, hey, I want to see this kind of countertop. I want to see, you know, like the blue cabinets or whatever. And then it overrides that line drawing with those suggestions. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but that is what designers. Okay.
That's cool. Exactly right. And our model really relies on those lines. So it's great that you can start with a sketch or, you know, a 2D render and make it more realistic with our program. Right. And that's the whole intention, is to be able to start with those lines, because our AI model can identify exactly, you know, we think this is a cabinet or we think this is a countertop, right? And so we will hopefully be able to launch that soon. We're just trying to get out the kinks with, sometimes there's text in these drawings, right? When you're building your CAD files or whatever it might be. And so making sure we don't create some wonkiness with the words that are on mm-hmm. the file, but just really mm-hmm. focusing on the lines.
Yeah. So let's say somebody had a clean model right now, like a clean sketch, no words on it. They could technically put that in there and start Absolutely. Exploring.
Okay. Absolutely. And we've tested this before. And it's very possible because honestly, it might be better than a room photo because the lines are so clear, right? Yep. So it can't get confused, which is great.
Yeah. That's going to change a lot of designers' lives. I don't know if you know that, but
all for efficiency and ease of use. So that's great.
Yep. That's pretty epic. I love that. And it only gets better every single like day, right? You guys are just constantly working on this and it's constantly evolving. So that's exciting. Yep. I love that. Yeah. All right. So what we kind of touched on, like there is a way for, you know, potential homeowners to use like one version of your product. And that is to use like preset design phase, design, you know, styles. Mm-hmm. But then there's the designer element where it's more intricate. Can you kind of lend some insight as to like what the differences are between like the homeowner's version and then the designer version?
Yeah. So the homeowner's version will stay for better or worse of a word, basic, right? Like mm-hmm. we want it to be basic and that it's easy to use. You simply plug in a style, you get a photo out. You know, we don't ask you to be creative like a designer with all the different ideas. Whereas for the designer's platform, we want it to be a lot more sophisticated, right? Because we know designers have that capability to be more creative, ask it for more specific things. And honestly have maybe a bit more of a higher expectation. If you're using this for client meetings, we want to make sure this is presentable for you, right? And so as we're hopefully launching a subscription process soon for interior designers, it's really about giving those advanced features, you know, for example, the design, custom design request, AI intensity, that toggle between being a lot more creative versus, you know, staying relatively realistic, even choosing color palettes, right? Depending on what your client use cases are. And then to your point, the lines and, you know, sketching to actually rendering an output photo.
Okay, that's amazing. So that's kind of coming down the pipeline. You've already mm-hmm. said that this is fairly new. Honestly, it's fairly sophisticated for being as new as it is, just kind of exploring all these other programs that are out there. So kudos to you guys. Very good job on that. I can't wait. Honestly, I'm just so excited to see like Thanks. Where this all evolves and where it all goes for just another tool in our toolbox. Yeah. So you said that subscription is coming soon, like maybe by the end, by the time this thing airs, potentially. So where can people find, is it an app? Is it a desktop? How do they find it?
Yeah. So we are desktop first, really, because we know the workflow starts for a lot of folks on their computers, right? We want to make sure that this is accessible first and foremost on computers. It's at homevisualizer.ai. Super simple. Type that into your browser. We should pop up. And eventually down the road, we're learning from our customers every single day. So we would love to hear the feedback of if you would want an app, right, to use while you're on the go at a client meeting. Happy to hear kind of what the use cases are, but we're first and foremost focused on desktop.
Okay, that's awesome. And thank you, because there's other apps out there that are like iOS only. And I'm like, I can't use this. I use a Samsung.
It's actually perfect. I'm an iOS user, but my co-founder is Android. So we're both very much like, we need to serve all parties here.
Yeah. Appreciate that. Thank you. So this is, I mean, fairly short because we can't show all the visuals. Guys, go check it out. Like, go play with it because it is fun. It's going to seriously change the way that you do a lot of things. And like I said, only better and better every day. Is there any last final notes that you want to leave us with on, you know, maybe things in a pipeline, maybe where you see this going in the next few months because it's moving so quickly?
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, we want to create something that's approachable and it makes me like literally my heart is so happy just hearing you say like this is one of the better ones that you've seen because that's our whole goal. You know, when we were exploring the market, there were so many out there similar to us, but they just kind of launched and then they live on and they're not iterating and making it better and better. And the whole point of using AI is to use it to your benefit, right? And if you can actually improve the model as you're using it, and improve it for designers' use cases. Like, I think this is going to be, you know, so exciting for the industry and something that I think as an operator just makes life more efficient, which is always great. And so, yeah, all those features I listed before are definitely on the roadmap. Looking to also fill empty rooms if that's ever, you know, a need for folks to kind of envision. Part of this is also helping serve some of the real estate market, right? As I think about virtual staging, but also for interior designers, you need just, you know, a kickstart on your brain of how you would furnish this room. You know, hopefully we can help, you know, in the ideation process as well. And just continuing to make it better. Honestly, we just want to make the outputs as best as possible, as realistic, as, you know, no wonkiness with, you know, decor or tile placement. We just want to make it something that's easy to use and such a wow factor of like, this actually worked and AI can actually help me. And that's our whole goal.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing. And it does. Like, so let me give you an example and try and paint a picture here, cause this is a podcast of something that I just did the other day. So I, like I said, I've taken my kitchen and kind of like tried the preset, design options, and they came out like, you know, like everything stayed where it was in my picture. Just went over it with different colors, different textures, different finishes. But then I put in a render that I had created, and I create my renders in the Midoma Visualizer. So I took that image of like two chairs sitting in front of a window, and it was already kind of coastal looking, but I was like, all right, make this like more coastal looking, I guess. So it kind of changed the colors around, and it literally kept the integrity of every single item in that room, but just gave me like an entirely different look using a different color palette. So I actually, you know what, that one I did boho. So it like came out with a nice little red pillow instead of the blue color palette that I had before. There was like a mountain scene in the background, and it kind of changed that to be more of like a desert mountain, like out the window. Yeah. Versus like the blue mountains. But everything, like everything was as it should be in this picture. It was just totally different, a different way to look at it. So I'm excited to now try this because I know that this is like pretty new with the line drawing stuff and, you know, actually adding the, like the designer information on the back end where I can customize and not just select one, you know, one style. So I'm going to go try that literally after we hang up, and I'm going to go, run that line drawing through and see what different types of styles that I can come out with, because I think that is right now the biggest need for interior designers. And, that's kind of what they're looking for in an app. So yeah.
Perfect. And we're excited to kind of hear we can serve that need. And yeah. Also to your point of the integrity, like that's huge too, right? Like the ability to keep something, make it look like a real room, you know, instead of, there are, you know, visualizer tools out there that are not based on AI and they kind of look just photoshopped. And so again, the wow factor of like, wow, this is actually the high integrity, great quality photo, which is huge.
Yeah. It's amazing. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on today and being my very first guest of my podcast. Yeah. So again, that is, say your website one more time so that everybody knows. I'll put in the notes too.
It is homevisualizer.ai.
Perfect. All right. Awesome. Thank you very much. And, guys, remember to share this one with your friends, because they're going to want to know. Your designer friends are going to want to know about this one. And tune in next week. We'll be talking about a different topic in the world of AI as it pertains to interior design. All right. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of the AI for Interior Designers podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel and tune in next week for more AI tips for your design business. See you next time.